Yeah, we were talking about all in all in your career life, mm-hmm. As well as stay away from the career, mm-hmm. and bring up your children. How do you feel about that? Can we talk about that a little bit? Because I think the tape stopped, yeah.
Oh.
You were
pretty... Well, we have two boys. My husband passed away in 1963. Mm. And my older boy was already in Berkeley. He was through. He was working in Pasadena at that time. Mm-hmm. My younger boy was still. Oh, he just started to go to UCLA. Mm-hmm. So I just kept on teaching until I felt so I had enough, you know, because I want to enjoy. What the years is left to me, so. And I think I'm satisfied, I'm happy, I'm contented, what is the other word now I want to use? Children are doing well, so what else do I wish for? Mm-hmm.
You never regret that you have to stay home and...
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Probably it would have turned out differently. So.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. If you would have a struggle outside trying to find a job, mm-hmm. even then, mm-hmm. it was quite difficult. So, how about at home, the family life? Like, did you observe any Chinese
holidays? No, I don't observe Chinese holidays, no. I feel that, yeah, you're living in America, the Americans do.
Mm-hmm.
As far as observing holidays, special days, because Chinese New Year's, it falls on Monday, you have to go to work, regardless. But about eating, it's all right to have a good dinner now and then, but eating is not my priority. I enjoy a good meal, you know,
mm-hmm.
that, but I don't crave for Chinese food.
Mm-hmm. Except the jok and the ham yi.
Well, you know, when you get to my age, you don't eat so much ham yi.
Uh-huh.
So
too salty.
Too salty. That's right. Jok is good. Gai jok, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, yeah, how about the social activities? Of course, you mentioned that mostly were the church activities,
mm-hmm.
that you attend,
mm-hmm.
and the social life in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Did your husband also join you?
Yeah.
He was very active in the church.
Yeah.
What type of involvement of his church life, you know? I mean,
well, because of his working hours, he's not too active. We were in a choir.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the First Congregational Church.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they have special meetings, you know, special dinner we would attend. But as far as the be sure to be there at certain hours, certain day. That's no. We just didn't oblige ourselves and make a demand of our time.
Your husband's work probably pretty hard in the field. Can you describe about your husband's working experiences, although it was his?
Well,
like
I don't know. He's he was a hard-working man, and only years we had together, I had never heard him complain, being hours too long and days too long and the work's too heavy. But
mm-hmm.
he is a very patient man,
mm-hmm.
and thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
Considered,
mm-hmm.
and I know he worked long hours when he was young. I think that contributed to his heart condition.
Mm-hmm.
So other than that, he's hardworking, diligent, and he always applied himself and tried to improve himself with library materials.
Did he work like did he have to leave the house early in the morning?
Oh, yeah, regular.
And came home quite late?
Come home late, early. Because he, I think the men had to be at work about 4:30 or 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So they come home about 12
mm-hmm.
when he was working for people. But when he was in his own business, I guess he got home at 1 because I understood he had to go to the bank, you know, made a deposit, and
mm-hmm.
that type of thing.
He was always working the farm?
Me?
No,
husband? Yeah. No, I don't think so. His brother was.
And did he change his occupation?
No. Well, after we came down here, during the war,
mm-hmm.
he went into the government service. He went to the maintenance service of airplanes in Minter Field, and he worked there until the war stopped.
Uh-huh.
Then he went back to his former occupation or job. His boss asked him if he likes to, he could come back.
What was that job?
In the produce business in Bakersfield, too. So we stayed there until we came down.
I see. Mm-hmm. So did he worked for his boss in the produce business? Did he actually later had his own business? Produce business?
No. Uh-huh. Then he came down here. Mm-hmm.
What would you say about his income to support a family of four, like you and the children going to school? Was that pretty?
Well, his income, we say sufficient, but nothing extra.
Mm-hmm.
See, mm-hmm. You pay your bills, and you have food to eat, and you pay the rent, like that.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to save money, say?
No, how can you say? No.
Just sufficient enough.
Yeah.
So there were no money sending to China to support any relatives there?
No.
They didn't really have many relatives.
Well, I think those relatives are so distant.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't keep in touch all these years. I think after his father died,
mm-hmm.
there wasn't any request for help.
I see. Mm-hmm. What was the average income of a Chinese, say, before World War II? Well, of course, that was a very tough time.
Mm.
And
$30-$40 a week?
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And after war, it's improved. So, most of the Chinese, would you say that Chinese always make pretty good? Sufficient enough? Some of the Chinese probably, who were the people who made better than the other Chinese?
Well, people who are in business, maybe, because they had longer hours, and they had to work long hours.
What type of business,
restaurant.
Uh-huh.
I think most Chinese were in restaurants
uh-huh.
in those days.
So they probably made better.
Yeah, they. It's a family affair, you know.
Uh-huh.
Father and mother and the children come and help too. It's a family. Like this family who had New China
uh-huh.
restaurant
uh-huh.
and in Bakersfield, and they had three sons. Mm-hmm. They all went to college. Mm-hmm. And those boys were so good. Every weekend they came home mm-hmm. to Bakersfield to help the family with the restaurant work.
Oh, I see.
And so they were rewarded. One of the boys became an MD, you know, and had good practice. And his own daughter is in Harvard. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So each generation gets
yes.
better opportunity.
Yeah, better opportunity. If they would apply themselves, I think there's a chance for them to rise above their parents.
What did the Chinese parents think about education for the children and what their expectation of the children in the future?
Oh,
in your days?
In my days. Well, in my days, we know children should have good education, take advantage of the educational opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
See? Be ready, so when the chances come, you'll be able to take
uh-huh.
them.
Uh-huh. So the family would squeeze out anything for the children's education?
Oh, they try hard, they save, and try to help the kids if necessary. But mm-hmm. If a family's in business, they can, you know, save and have enough to save for the children's education.
Mm-hmm.
But with some families don't have that chance, the kids just have to work, you know, for themselves and save.
Mm-hmm.
My boy worked at Christmas time for the post office,
mm-hmm.
summertime worked for the post office, and every chance he got, he worked, and he didn't spend his money on car or anything. He saved everything so he could use it for future days going to school. So
that's while he was in high school.
Yeah, he saved all his earnings. So when he went away to school, he was self-supporting.
Mm-hmm.
So if I feel that if a person has the ability, his mind, and wants to do something, he can succeed. It might take longer, you know, if you don't have the financial aid.
Mm-hmm.
So
at that time, did you have the feeling of if you can bring some income that will help the family? And was also that the reason that you think that it's better that you have a job, besides that you like to teach?
Well, of course, increased income always helps. When your children are older, they don't need a constant supervision, constant watchfulness. And perhaps you are a useful person if you can become a useful member of the community or society.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course the extra money always helps.
Mm-hmm.
So
like, what would you think about today's women? What would you advise them if they say, you know, I want to have a career and I want to have children brought up properly? Did you have any advice to them?
Well, I tell you, I don't give advice.
Uh-huh.
I don't give advice to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So each one got to make his own mistake
mm-hmm.
and to succeed or whatever. If they ask me, what will you do? I might say something.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as children raising, I don't open my mouth to
uh-huh.
say what they should do.
Uh-huh.
But I would open my mouth and say, gee, I don't like that chair, you know, that color, you know.
Uh-huh.
But Something like that, I don't mind to speak, but as far as how to raise children, they have different ideas, and this is different time.
Uh-huh. Well, right now, the women have more choices, right?
Yes.
And if you would have lived
today,
what would you do? What would you like to be?
I think I would like to go into the electronic thing. I think it's a fascinating, interesting, intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know anything about the electronic working mm-hmm. process, so probably I would be a failure. But I think it's interesting to understand, to know those things.
Uh-huh.
Computer, you know, uh-huh. that type of thing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But in terms of a family, would you still go through like raising the children instead of getting a job? Because you might have better chance to get a job. Would you get a job? What would your priority?
Well, I think I would consider family.
Uh-huh. Still. Because
first. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Like if you were married early and raising children, so many women are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They have family first, and when their children are old enough, or older, they're still young enough to go into the business world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, keep up with the information, the knowledge that's being presented, and that you think you can use in your own life.
Would you think that your thinking is pretty typical among the Chinese women?
Well, I couldn't tell.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why don't we get back to your paintings? When did you start painting?
When I left teaching, when I retired from teaching,
mm-hmm.
I had always been fascinated with colors.
Mm-hmm.
How can you put colors on a canvas and then you get a picture?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to learn how to paint. So I didn't know anything. I didn't know colors. And all I knew is red, yellow, green, and blue, the primary colors. And so I went to adult education, and I happened to spot a good teacher. She's a good artist, and she has the patience, and she knows how to help people who don't know anything about painting, you know, so.
You showed the talents of the painting, you're still doing painting?
Oh, I do some now and then, mm-hmm. but I haven't done much in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah. And also to be with other women with the same interest.
Uh-huh.
That's why I like to mix with the American groups, mm-hmm. because they like to paint, and they like to sew, they like to cook, you know. All those basic things that mm-hmm. makes a person happy, you might say, or content.
Make the life more interesting.
Yeah. And if you had lots of money, if you associate with the wealthy people, what will you do?
Mm-hmm.
Probably you go to a club. You go to cocktail parties and go to the malls, and go to concerts. That's what I like.
Uh-huh.
But this way, I think I'm glad I'm not wealthy.
Uh-huh.
I think I would want to live a different life.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did you say you associate more with American friends,
yes,
than Chinese? Would you say that Chinese didn't have as much interest, or just because you didn't have much chance?
Well, I think because I don't have a chance to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, I think Chinese women now are more aggressive, maybe, and more open-minded, and they have more interest. This we all have, we are individuals, and we all have different interests and different likes.
If I would switch back to the early days, did you visit Chinatown very often?
No.
Why you didn't?
Chinatown never attracts me. I think it's the physical setup, and I don't care to look into the gift shops, you know. And I think I enjoy seeing the jewel, Chinese jewel display in Bullocks or Robinson, right? You know, those, instead they go to Chinatown to see. I think another reason Chinese merchants, business people are not friendly. That's one of my criticisms. They are not friendly to our customers. They're too rough, too gruff. You know. Maybe I'm too critical or too. That's the way I feel.
And if you did go to Chinatown, what did you do there?
Eat.
Oh,
and buy some groceries, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And my neighbors that were here, she likes to go to Chinatown to buy groceries because she likes Chinese stuff, you know. But now you can buy those oriental food in the supermarkets.
So you have restaurants?
Oh, we have nice restaurants, you know. In the neighborhood. When I eat, I don't order the exotic food. Besides that kind of dishes, you have to order ahead of time.
Like so, what? What type of exotic?
Oh, yin wo gang, you know, and dong hua gang, it's the watermelon. And there are many things that I'm not familiar with. I enjoy. I like it, small portion, you know. So, I like Chinese food. I think it's very tasty. But I don't care for the feast type of food. It's too much.
Did you cook mostly Chinese food or American food at home?
Oh, I eat rice almost every day for supper. And a vegetable, chow, you know, meat, you know. And now and then maybe a steam something, but.
But how about in the early days at the.
We had plenty to eat, lots of vegetables, and foods were cheap in those days. And I guess we had good meals. Of course, breakfast always toast and bacon and egg or that type of thing. And lunch is a pickup, you know. For dinner, we usually have soup too, but I think most Chinese dinners are made of soup too.
I see. So, how about the China City? Do you remember China City?
China City in Los Angeles?
That was like 1938. Right before you left for...
I don't know if a China city is same as Chinatown, is it?
It's another city that have the rickshaws and...
Well, I think that must be... It got burned down.
Yes, that was the one.
No, I don't remember that. If you interview Joy Chen, he had a shop in China City. I think his... shop was burned, whether burned down completely or not, I don't know, it was greatly damaged. I hope you get to meet him.
Yes, I did have a chance to talk to him.
Did you?
Yeah, right. But we didn't talk much about the China City. He talked mostly his own interesting art.
He's quite an artist, you know. He's a portrait painter. I know George many, many years ago. He was Chinese teacher in the church school.
So at that time, you were about the same age?
I think I'm older than him,
yes. I see. So did you ever work with him, like in the church?
Yes, but exchange ideas, you know, just help with this and that, but never be on committee work, anything like that. George is a good fellow.
Can you tell us about your observation of a Chinese American in Los Angeles? Their life now, like your observation, the older Chinatown, the produce market area, the Chinese life.
No, really. I think the young people are very ambitious. And they take advantage of what the community has to offer. Like Ronnie's family, every one of his brothers and sisters went through UCLA, they all are professionals. And I don't know if their family is typical or not, but many young people are like that. And
your sons are very successful too.
Well, he is a very diligent, but he's ambitious to learn, but I don't think he's ambitious to make lots of money, you see. And in his profession, I guess he has to keep on learning because it changes constantly.
So what are your children doing?
Well, I have two sons. The other boy is a highway engineer for the federal government. His office is in Washington, D.C.
I see. And the oldest son is a...
It's Wilbur.
Wilbur is in
older.
What business? Wilbur is in what business?
He works for the Hughes Aircraft. He is Rodney's brother-in-law. You got this?
Yes, right.
Yeah.
So he's an engineer then?
Physics engineer.
Oh, I see. Wilbur Dong.
Dong.
I see.
Yeah. He has a degree in physics. And he has a doctorate degree.
From UC Berkeley?
No, from Washington State.
I see. And the second son
went to Long Beach.
I see. So they are all very successful. And
they had the chance to, you know, to get a good education, good vocation. I don't know how successful financially, but I think. I hope they will never go hungry.
Did they choose their occupation, or I mean their career, their own, or did you and your husband
give them the guideline? They chose their own. They had to find out for themselves what they are capable of doing.
So you said that you didn't know whether that's typical or not, but most of the Chinese in Los Angeles, in the early days, the life were pretty much the same. The family sort of went through the hardship. The life was encouraging the young people to...
Well, they encouraged them to take the opportunity, to take advantage of the opportunity, to learn all you can. I don't think any of them tell you, no, you take this, you study this. But I know there are some ambitious families, they want their sons to be a doctor, lawyers, you know, that type of thing. But I think most parents don't know what the field is. The field is so wide. And like he can go into woodwork and he can be a super craftsman in making wood. But it wouldn't be fair for the parent to say, now, you take up business. Maybe he has no liking and no feeling for business.
Right. Let me see.